Blog Talk Radio.
And we want to again thank you for your patience with us. Today's radio broadcast will be A People Can Only Survive If They Stay in Touch with Their Roots. This is very important, people. It's very important. And I just got the news yesterday. I believe this happened even yesterday or the day before, that one of our most important historians on Black African American history, Dr. Frances Wallerstein. She was an instructor at Howard University for many years, traveled the world over to do research and teach and give information to the people on the history of the African Americans, a well-known historian. She passed away yesterday or Friday. She was 80 years old. She lived a beautiful life and done lots of work, and she continuously lives on and will live on here in her works and the knowledge that she tried to impart to her people on their true history. So we want to pause for a minute just to recognize Dr. Frances Wallerstein. May our Creator, Allah, bless her, forgive her her sins, have mercy on her soul, and grant her peace in paradise. Rest in peace, Dr. Frances Wallerstein, and your works will go on, and you will live on in your works. Again, you are listening to the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And I want to wish all of you a happy new year this New Year's weekend. Our discussion today will be A People Can Only Survive If They Stay in Touch with Their Roots. I repeat that. A people can only survive if they stay in touch with their roots. The roots. It's where all life begins. What we mean is that the origin of life begins from the roots within the seed, which we call the life germ, which is the spirit of the Almighty God Allah. And that life grows upward towards the heavens, where the life giver is. And the life giver is Almighty God Allah. So, the root of all life is Allah. Allah brings the rain down from the heaven to a dead earth and brings life out of that dead earth. So does the law of truth bring life out of a dead soul in the human being. So the life of a human being is in the soul being connected with the creator of life, which means the human being must be connected with the goodness and righteousness of the creator, because he made us, his human creation, good, and he made us righteous, not in his image, but in his righteousness. So we are not referring to a physical root. We are referring to the spiritual roots. And Imam Shahid Shapaz will continue from this point to explain to you about the necessity in getting in touch with your roots, getting back in touch with your roots. And now I bring to you Imam Shahid Shapaz.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam. Can you hear me, my brother?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And welcome again this morning. So good to be back on the show today.
Yes, it is. And I want to ask, first of all, I want to greet my guests, our guests, in the greetings of peace for the new year. I want to say peace be unto you all for the new year and goodwill towards each other. Which goodwill means God's will, Allah's will. So we need peace and goodwill on this earth right now, not tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow is going to be, but we certainly know that Allah, he gives us what we need to bring about a better world, but we have to use what he's given us to bring about a better world for ourselves and each other. And what he gives us to bring about a better world is his truth, his revelation, which reveals to us the purpose of life that he created us, not what man or we even think ourselves we were created for. No, what the one who created us for. And the co-host explained that eloquently in the beginning of the talk. So again, we greet you in that beautiful greetings. For bringing in the new year for the people who don't haven't accepted the Islamic way of life. And our new year started back here during what's called Hajj or Umrah. Our new year for the Muslims started during around that time. It's based on the calendar date that the world was in corruption and evil like it is today. And Allah sent his last prophet Muhammad to bring the world back to order and civilized thinking, civilization, when the world was like it is now, beastly. People were acting like beasts, worse than animals, like they're doing now, killing each other, their own humankind. And Allah revealed his final revelations in the Holy Quran to that man in what's called the Night of Power. And it's called the Night of Power because the power to change conditions is only with Almighty Allah. We as human beings have no power. That's why it's called the Night of Power, because the power to change the world and make the world back just and righteous is with Allah alone. So again, with that said, we say assalamu alaikum. And I want to ask the co-host, is this the Dr. Francis that stays in Washington, that was staying in Washington, D.C.? Co-host.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
well,
right.
I needed to know that because, you know, people are dying so fast, and she was one of our best teachers, and her work is known around the world, but especially here in the United States of America. She did the dynamic three sets of DVDs, Hidden Colors, and she is just was so profound in expounding on the African history, the truth of the African history, and breaking down the lies and misconceptions of our history by the Jews and the Europeans. So peace be upon her, and I would like to say a little prayer. If you all bear with me, I must say a prayer for that beautiful soul, because we have what's called pioneers, and one of our pioneers has returned back home to our Creator, where we all should be preparing to go. But we have to carry on where she left off with her work. She left it with us. She ain't really dead. That body is gone, but her spirit and her teachings live on and will live on forever because she stood firm for truth and justice. And she did not compromise the truth to try to appease Jews, whites, blacks, or nobody. She just spoke the truth as it was revealed in the revelations of Allah, in the Quran. She brought it out because Allah said he created the nature of good in all of us, and that was a good lady by her nature. She was a good lady. You looked at her. She was so humble, like a little bitty child, a baby, in her character. And the words she spoke were so profound, full of wisdom, and divine understanding. So peace be upon her soul. The mercy and the grace of Allah be with her, and may Allah give her a special place in paradise, not only bless her with his paradise, eternal life, after this death, physical body, the death of our body, but grant her a special place in paradise. With that said, we want to open with the Al-Fatiha. That is the opening chapter in the Holy Quran. We'll just say it in English, and then we'll go on with the subject for today afterwards. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Yes, thank you again for your time and your patience. And thank you for your interest in this program that Almighty Allah has blessed us with for the people. For the people. You know, the government, I just want to say this, is the United States government. It's supposed to be a democracy, a government of the people and by the people and for the people. And that is what Almighty Allah intended the government to be for, but that's not the case. We know not only with the United States government, but with the UN, the United Nations of the world, they are not for the people, the governments of the world, and by the people. They are against the people. So when the government turns against you, who do you have to turn to, people? You have to turn to Almighty Allah and yourselves. The people have to work in unity. And then so with that said, I just want to say, as the co-host was saying, we're not dealing with our physical roots like you plant a seed for to grow an apple tree or watermelons or fruits. No, we're not talking about that type of seed. Or even the seed that we come together as human beings to procreate, and that sperm is called a seed. It's called a life germ. And the life in that germ is the spirit of Allah, as the co-host said. So we're not dealing with that. We as the African-American people in particular, that is our biggest problem. We don't want to let go of the physicalization that was indoctrinated on us and put in us through slavery. Now notice what I said, the physicalization, if that's a word. But I'll explain what I mean by it. If it's not a word in the English vocabulary, it means when you have been taught to believe that there's nothing beyond the material existence. It means that when you're taught that you're 3/5 of a human being, that you're not equal with other human beings, that you haven't been endowed or blessed by your Creator to be equal mentally and spiritually as other human beings, so you don't have the capacity to think and to reason like other human beings, and you have to be trained and taught like you teach an animal all your life that to do whatever you have to do in life like you train a dog. And this is how we as a people were treated in slavery here in this country, the African-American people. We were treated as animals. We were divided, you see. And even I want to say this along with this for one of the one of the guests we have today, inshallah, be the will of Allah, that even the seed that one of my guests was saying is the beginning of life, and I let her know through conversation, no argument, no debate, that that seed Allah said in the Quran, he said he created that seed. So we don't want to deal with, if we just go back to saying the seed is the beginning of life, then what we're saying is that the seed itself had the power to bring forth life after the man and the woman came together. Allah bless us to come together and have sexual intercourse, and a life is produced. You're saying that that seed itself had the power to bring forth life. No. Allah is the creator of that life inside the womb of the mother. He's the one that created the life. So we have to always keep Allah first. He's not a part of creation. He is the creator. And so we have to realize that, people, and always realize that Allah is not creation, but Allah is the creator of creation. That's a clear distinction between the creator and his creation. And I'm dealing specifically with us as African-American people today, and in general, I'll get to everybody, all people, all humanity, humankind. But we as a people, we need to understand that slavery did a job on us, not physically, because they did all kinds of horrific things to us physically, but the worst that slavery they did to us was psychological and mental. They cut us off from not physical roots of Africa. No, they cut us off from the roots of our Creator, the life giver. They cut us off from the knowledge of our Creator, which is the roots of all human life. Life begins with taqwa, God consciousness. So no matter how much you get education, that is academic knowledge, formal education, if you're not aware of who created you and whose creation this is, you still are an educated fool. That's what you are. You are educated fool, or you're a miseducated fool, because you missed the real education, which is the purpose of life that your creator, Allah, created for you. He didn't create you just to live and die like an animal. He created a higher life for you as a human being. And that higher life, he say, he didn't create it until he created that, that seed that started off, and then he developed that seed into a clot of blood. Then he clothed put flesh, brought flesh, a flesh body into that woman's body, bones, and clothed that flesh with bones. And then he said, after he created us physically, he said he yet created another creature out of that body. And that creature is not the body, because he already created the body. That creature was a spiritual creature that made us a living soul, he said. So we have to understand this and not try to use this corrupt miseducation that we've been indoctrinated in here in America for over 500 years from these Europeans and these Jews. It's a lie. And when you try to follow it, you're going to always go astray, and you're not going to connect with Almighty God Allah, unseen spiritual world. Because America, the education we got taught us to be materialistic. It also taught us to worship white people as gods. It also taught us in the process to worship them as gods, that God was physical, and that we could also do what we wanted to do in this country. Anything goes. If it's immoral, it goes. You can do whatever you want to do, because in their indoctrination of us, lying to us, they didn't just lie to us in our education, in the schools, but they lied to us, most importantly, in religion. They told us that God was white. They told us that God's son was white. They told us that God's mother was white. Yeah, they gave God a mother. They say the mother of God is Mary. The mother prophet Esau, the Christians say Jesus, but there was no such language which would qualify his name being Jesus. But at the time he was born 2,000 years ago, the language was such, it was a language that his name would have been Esau, which means the anointed one. Yes, and also Allah clears up that lie they put in the Bible by saying Jesus is not the Son of God, but the Son of Man. And the Son of Man in symbolic language means the light of our mind. Because he did say that, didn't he? He said, I am the truth. I am the light. But he did not say, no man gets unto the Father except through me. He didn't say that. I'll share with you what he said. What he was saying is that he represents the truth. He has the truth in him, and the Lord's truth is a light that guides us through the darkness of the ignorance in this ignorant world of sin and corruption. It's a light. It's a guiding light. But not only did Jesus have that light, Muhammad had that light. All the prophets and messengers had that light. The righteous and sincere people today who worship Allah and not his creation, he give them that light, his light. And it's a light. You don't have to be going around telling nobody, I'm a Christian, I'm a Muslim, I'm this, I'm that. You will see that light because the majority of people in the world, they are in total spiritual darkness, and they can easily see the light of Allah in you because it's so few people in the world that have been blessed with his light. Because most people in the world, they don't want to acknowledge anything beyond the material world. They think the material world is all there is, and they're not preparing for life after death. Most people are just preparing for a future life forever here in the material world. And they say one thing, I believe in God, but how in the world you're going to believe in Allah, whatever name you want to call your creator, and your actions showing that you contradicting what your belief in Almighty God, because all you're doing is indulging into carnal pleasures. You say you believe in Almighty God, Allah, but you still want to drink alcohol. You still want to smoke intoxicants like marijuana, use drugs like cocaine, heroin. You still want to fornicate. You still want to commit adultery. And you want to still, at the same time, go to church, go to mosque, go to the synagogue, say you are Muslim, Christian, Jew, or whatever religion, and you want to mix evil with good, and you think that's all right. Allah don't accept our evil. That's hypocrisy. Allah don't accept our wrong. He only accepts good. And you can't go out and do bad and think that Allah will accept you do it some good and so you can continue to do bad. He do say you can follow up a bad deed with a good deed. He will wipe out the bad deed. You see, but good only can get us back on the track as human beings in this world. The goodness of Almighty God. And he's all good, so you can't ascribe no evil to him. So when you, he say all the evil we do, design alcohol, drugs. He say all the evil and the sin we do, it comes from our own will, our own selfish will. But he say his will is all good, and all good comes through the will of Allah. So with that said, I want to read from the Holy Quran, the final revelations of Almighty Allah, something to qualify my statement. Not that I have to, because the Quran is my heart. It's ingrained in my heart by memory, because it's a way of life. It's my life. The word of Allah is my life. And it's the life of every human being that won't life. You won't get no life from nothing he created, I tell you that. He's the life giver. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We seek refuge with Allah from the cursed Satan. With the name of Allah, I read the words of Allah, not my words and anybody else's words, but the words of Almighty Allah in the Holy Quran, the final revelation for all mankind. Allah say his truth may come in stages, people, and it do. Allah say, but his truth gives strength to us. It gives us guidance and glad news. And he say, once he bless us with his truth, we should hold fast to his truth. He say, for us not to be like those who get puffed up with pride in worldly or material things and scorn the truth, laugh at the truth. He say, enjoy the material things, the good things of life, not the bad. He say, but give all praise and thanks to him for the good and obey his divine moral law. He said, be true in faith and proclaim his truth with gentle, patient wisdom. For Allah is with those who live in self-restraint, a pure, good, and righteous life. P peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum. I'm turning it back over to the co-host for a guest, if we have a guest. Assalamu alaikum. Again.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz, and peace be unto you. And thank you, our listening audience. We want to remind those of you out there who are just tuning in that you're listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And he's speaking on a people can only survive if they stay in touch with their roots. Yes, and he's really beginning strong in this talk. A beautiful discussion, as you can see, has begun for us today. And we want to continue with you, our beautiful guest. I will be calling you on. But I was listening to Imam Shahid Shabazz, and so many thoughts came to my mind. Our people, we have been constantly, we are being, and have constantly been the people, the chosen people, who people have been trying to reach. Allah has sent many people to reach us in many different ways. And again, Francis, Dr. Frances C. Wilson, she was one of those people, along with Dr. Henry L. Clark and Omar Jobs. And these were a few of the people who are trying to reach you, my people, to inform you of who you are and whose you are. They are trying to let you know that you are accepting a false life and a false lie when you live a life that has been chosen from you by your slave masters to live here in America. I was just a child, and at that time, I was so-called a Christian. I didn't know any better, of course, brought up my family in the Christian religion. But as a child, and this is how Allah reaches you, he reaches you as children, many, and I've noticed today on Facebook, so many youth, what they're doing, they're excelling adults. They're speaking like adults even. And where is all this coming from? It's not knowledge of this world. It's knowledge of this world, some of it. But a lot of it is that spiritual knowledge, wisdom, wisdom. Wisdom of the old, of the ancients are coming through children today. And many of them, they have some who are singing like they've been here for ages. The volume and the beauty and the voice that not of a child. They are graduating from college at 12 years old, receiving college degrees. And these African-Americans, mind you, African-Americans so far, the ones that they've been showing on Facebook, some are graduating from high school at 11 and 12 and going on to higher education. These are our future, and it gives us hope because we're wondering, as we look around us, will we have any future? But this is Allah showing us that, yes, yes, there is a future for you and a most beautiful future because I'm bringing it. I'm putting the future, my future, back on earth through the youth. And I just want to remind you, I'm saying this to say that true knowledge, the most important knowledge, God's knowledge, Allah's knowledge, is far beyond the knowledge that you can receive in any books that man has written on earth. Because in most of them, he's conjecturing. He only knows so much. In the Quran, they're taught that all the knowledge that we get is equivalent to that of a mustard seed compared to Allah's wisdom. So that lets us know that whatever knowledge we get is limited and it's very little of Allah's knowledge. This knowledge is eternal and continuous, so he doesn't give it all to us at one time. It'd be too much for us anyway. That's why man is constantly researching and trying to find out, trying to understand even about life. The most complex machinery we are taught today is that of the human being, of human life. This is the one that man's mind is still befuddled over. He can't understand this human life, so he's doing conjectures. So knowledge, the knowledge that he's giving to you, most of it is his ideas that he's come up with. from what he studies and he knows, which means that you can take that and go further and try to get a better understanding with your mind and not accept what you're taught because somebody hands you a degree from listening to and studying and getting that little knowledge that this man got in touch and brought to you. Your knowledge goes beyond that. It goes from this physical knowledge, this man's knowledge, into the spiritual of Allah, and that's when you excel. See, also, Allah shows us out in this world, many who have their own businesses, who are making millions, who have staff, and their staff are people that have college degrees, but they themselves don't have this degree. They didn't get this degree to start that business, to grow to the point where they could get the staff who has degrees to work for them. Do you ever think about it? Do you ever think about that? That's the law working in there. They went on to use their natural abilities and their mind given to them by Allah and get those little skills that they need to go on, establish a foundation for themselves and for others here on earth to have to live and sustain themselves while they're on earth. These people, many of them, have no college degrees. They get college honoraries after a while once they get to the point where they are being noticed by man and by these higher institutions of knowledge. Then they are called upon to receive these little so-called degrees. I can't remember exactly. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. They get these doctorates that they give to them for the work that they've done in earth, which far excels the work of many who have these college degrees. That because these college degrees, without spiritual understanding, without knowledge of yourself, they limit you to only acquire materialistic things in life. They focus you on the material part of life, which is not life, that's death. Materialism is nothing. It can't grow. It can't develop. It can't express itself and go beyond the ages and to understanding itself and its creating its direction in life. And that's what life is all about. And that's what Imam Jahid Shabazz is teaching on today. I was studying the Quran, and there was an ayah in it that says to us, to those of the people who choose to go their way, to ignore the call and warning to them to come back to Allah, their creator, come back to the right path, and live an even more higher and better and more joyful life here on earth. These people are arrogant, and they say, leave us alone to enjoy the good things of life. They call them the good things, materialist things and accomplishments. Alone to do that, but will have no share. They will have no share in the hereafter, we are told. Allah leaves them alone. And this is why you see them. He says, leave them alone. Don't worry about their accomplishments. Let them go on, because they will have no share in the hereafter, in the true life, in the eternal life. So he allowed them to acquire materialism and these positions that they want in life. But these are not blessings. They call them their blessings. Oh, look at what I'm blessed with. No, he said, this is from your earnings. This is what you wanted. This is what I allowed you to acquire because you are not getting the blessings. You will not receive your blessings in the hereafter and eternal life with me because you are rebelling against my way and the way and directions that I gave you to live on earth. They are what God allowed, merciful Allah allowed them to create from the hard work and effort. This life is their heaven. For many, many people, or most people might even say, because as we're told, most will not believe, this earth is their heaven. They don't believe really in an eternal home. They believe in this materialism. They're afraid if they don't get it now, they won't get it at all. So, but we have to understand is that our roots are not a part of this materialistic world. Our roots are not materialism. Our roots are spiritual. And this is where we're taking you back today to where Marcus Garvey, to where the Unbelieved Muhammad, to where Imam Waqi Muhammad, to where many of Frederick Douglass and many, many, many of your people, of the people who have come before you, your ancestors, have tried to point you to. They try to point you away from this world, away from these lies, away from this false religion that's given to you, Christianity, and the big lie of Jesus. And this is where I started, I think, to talking when I was young. We were told then, and it bothered me because we were told Jesus had asked the people not to accuse him of being that in which he was not. He would not be accused of being God. He was trying to turn them towards the Almighty Creator, by himself. And Christianity at the time of Jesus was not known as such. It was known as the gospel. So he doesn't even know what it is. If he comes back, he would not know what you're talking about some Christianity anyway, those of you. Do you understand? They're trying to reach your soul because that is your salvation. You've been lied to. Your ancestors were trying to reach that and turn you away, keep you from accepting this false religion that you have made to become a part of you. And why you refuse to listen, most and many of you, is because you've made it a habit, like a drug, to accept the religion. Why? Because you can do what you want to do. You can do your so-called own thing. You feel like conforming inhibits you. You feel like it ties you down. These styles, this beautiful, righteous, upright style of covering yourself so that people can see the real you and not look at a physical body, a physical, materialistic, filthy body, and that which most are today. So Allah covers you so that you may begin to see each other from within you and see your true self. And you rebel against it. You walk around naked, showing, exposing as much of yourself as you can possibly expose because others are doing it. And you get arrogant and think you're looking good and looking cute when you look like the most horrible creatures on earth, because you're going against your true self and rebelled against your Creator and the beautiful dress and garments that he has for you. I'm talking specifically to the sisters and also the brothers, the hot pants, but they do have looser pants nowadays, even though they're hanging almost to the ground. It still looks better than those pants so tight you can see everything about them, too. They have at least taken that style away from the brothers, and why do they keep the women dressed in it? That's a good question, huh? Why do they keep the women dressed in that style? Because we all like comfortable women are the ones. There's a saying in our religion that paradise lies at the feet of a mother. You're the one who teaches society. You bring society up. Therefore, you are the example. You are the model, the role model. And they want that role model to be a corrupt one. They have many adults now acting like children. I remember a time when we were coming along, a woman would not be seen out here in these clubs and drinking all these intoxicated drinks and dancing these vulgar dances and all that they're doing now. They wouldn't dare. Oh, my. And they would not believe when we were coming up. Those who are not here today, if they came back, they would be shocked. They would not believe that women are conducting themselves in such an order as they are today. And that's been my lifetime. So you see how far Shaitan has come and advanced his way of life to the people and forced them, and he didn't force them, they accepted, they answered the call. But he gave it to them in the form of glamour, glitter, making it look good, making the false look right and the right look wrong, making the false look acceptable, making you desire that which takes you out of your natural way, your natural life, your natural self, your beautiful self, your most matured self, your wise self. And to accept the immature, childish foolishness that he has given to you and feeling that you're right in doing so. I don't want to hold my time up. I see you're loaded with many callers today. And I thank you for calling in. And I won't hold you any longer. I'm going to begin with the first one that I see, which is a 336-830-8262 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? And I believe I know who this is anyway now. I believe it is Aquila. Am I right?
It is. Good morning. Assalamu alaikum, family.
Walaikum.
Good morning to you, Sister Aquila.
Alhamdulillah. Beautiful, beautiful message, brother and sister. I had to call from a different number this morning. I was online on my phone. And when I realized the time, I had to call from my home number. So that's why it's a different number this morning. Beautiful, beautiful message. And, yes, there was a discussion last night, not an argument, not a dispute, as far as all life beginning at the root as opposed to a seed or what have you. And, yes, you're absolutely correct. All life, every origin of every fruit, every flower, everything begins with Allah's root. So I'm enjoying the show. I'm just going to continue to sit back and listen. I'm kind of congested this morning, and I don't want to talk long. But just know that I'm going to continue to listen in, and if I have something to say a little later, I will.
Okay, thank you very much, Ikula. We appreciate your participation, and I appreciate you as a person because, you know, in life there's something called growth, and nobody is perfect, or we wouldn't be here. So, therefore, Allah says he's given us all something to share. And we can always disagree to agree. One lady told me, or shared with me, say, all things can be worked out if you just talk. You know, just continue to communicate. And if you're sincere, Allah say he will bring about understanding because he wants us to be in one accord, no matter whether you're Muslim, Christian, or whatever. He created us all as one humanity, one human family, and not different races and tribes to be divided and be in just this race or that race. No, we're one human race, and this is what the program is all about, trying to bring humanity back. But we can't, you know, do that with other people until we first, as African Americans, bring back the humanity that was taken away from us through slavery teachings, which taught us that we were not equal with other the other parts of our human family, but that we were three-fifths of a human being, and that all other people in the human race had to treat us like you treat a dog because we don't have the ability to reason and think and act intelligent like a human being. So we thank you. I don't want to hold the guests up. That's all I wanted to make.
Well, as long as we grow and learn, we all know that all human origin began in Africa anyway. So
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Thank you both. We want to go on now. I see the board is lit up again today, which we're very thankful for our guests for calling in. We have a 202-604-4045. Now, I believe that's my nephew's number. I think I know his number by now. He comes on pretty regularly now, and we really are thankful to have him bringing his wisdom on and sharing with us. Thaddeus.
Hey,
Walaikum As-Salaam. How are you today?
Walaikum As-Salaam.
I'm well.
Okay, welcome.
I'm very well. I appreciate it. Hey, I just wanted to cut in on remark on a statement made by Shahid that the fact that if you look into the Bible, right, you'll see that, I don't know if it's Proverbs, 8:16, or something like that, but it's in the Bible, and it's also in the Quran, but I don't know exactly where it's stating that we are like, we're put on this earth, we're like gods under God. You know what I'm saying? So we serve him. And a lot of people, I believe they have this misunderstanding or misconstrued of what it means to serve God. You see what I'm saying? Pretty much, it's, you'll feel when you're doing right. You'll definitely feel when you're doing wrong, you know. And poisoning ourselves, I had a discussion last night with a brother. I was like, you know, you don't need to be drinking because that's going against the will of Allah. And that's very true. Even lustful thoughts, you know, your mind races on, but you can change your thoughts real quick, you know. If you want to think negatively, like I've, you know, been out in the streets like I used to be all the time, I would have a negative thought that would shoot to me. And it's like a radio commercial or a TV commercial. You know how loud they are and it's yelling at you. You see what I'm saying? So that first thought that enters my mind for a quick gain of materialistic wealth or whatever have you, that momentary wealth, you know, I've been overriding that with a quick positive thought. You know what I'm saying? Out of the darkness must come light. Darkness is pure. It created light, the basis of color. So the more you ascend to be more like God, God-like, elevates your high, you know what I'm saying, your higher self. Because our consciousness here, we're made aware of our consciousness in a human body. So we're made aware of this, and we know that there's a God who wants us to be more like God. You do have to do more things that are pure and just to be more like God. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we
just,
thank
just
you.
Just a random thought.
Thank you very much, Brother Thaddeus, and I appreciate you coming on and confirming, just reaffirming, not confirming, but reaffirming what we talked about last night also, and that is that, first of all, audience, I would like to say that people define as individuals what they believe in, and, you know, in this world, just for instance, in the United States of America, okay, they just legalized homosexuality here in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, and lesbianism, that two men can get married and two women. Now, you don't have to be in no religion. Your nature, your moral nature that God, Allah, put in you that's good, tell you that's wrong. Two men can't produce another human life. Two women coming together and can't produce another human life. And nobody can start life from nothing and just create life and create a world but the Creator. So I'm just saying that to say that righteousness is in good morality. It's no way you can be righteous and be immoral. I mean, you can study the past and see that generations, many of them, I'm not going to be long, were destroyed because of moral sin. But I do want to say this for all the people listening, that let you know you have hope. Even though the world is in a state of chaotic and diabolical sin and corruption, there is hope. You see, Almighty Allah says that when he decreed his creation, he decreed that his mercy prevail over his wrath. So that's why, you see, even like down in, I think it was Illinois and St. Louis, Missouri, somewhere, they had this flood. But notice now, they had a flood down in New Orleans not too long ago. Allah didn't kill a lot of people, Allah didn't allow a lot of people to be killed. And the reason I say Allah don't kill, we bring destruction on ourselves as human beings by ignoring the signs or the laws all around us in ourselves and in the outer creation that Allah gives us to point us to his reality, which is unseen, his way of life, which is righteous. And if we ignore those signs continuously, then we bring destruction on ourselves. So I'm just saying that to say that life is short. This is a powerful lady, Dr. Francis out of Washington, D.C. This lady just passed on, and we see many, Minnie Quiller was talking about our friends that's going on, and it almost seemed like I'm almost here by myself out of the generation I grew up with in my hometown. But yes, death is swift now, so since we don't know when death is coming, we need to always be prepared. Co-host, if you would have someone, might be Brother Thaddeus, there's a lot of noise in the background. I can't go on with that noise.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's probably someone I have on. I will try
okay,
to.
Okay, but it's gone.
Moment.
It's gone now, so I'm going to turn it over.
That's fine. I have control from the studio here. Yes, I believe I have that noise off now. All right. Do you still hear it? Can you still hear the noise now?
No, I said the noise is cleared up. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I had to cut it off from the studio. That's how to get rid of it. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. So I'm through. I just want to give the guests, all the guests, the opportunity to come on. I just want to add that little piece with Brother Thaddeus because I appreciate him coming on and bagging me up on that you can't serve Allah and then be immoral at the same time. Allah don't accept our wrong. He only accepts our good. So you can't practice hypocrisy and think Allah accept that. And it's being a hypocrite to say you believe in your Creator and you follow his will, which is all good, and think that you can justify your wrong, your immoral habits. That's all. Righteousness is good morality.
Yeah, thank you.
And wrong, You see, that's all I want to say.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we thank the audience, too. And one thing that reminds me of that we, as instructors, always tell our students in school is that whenever a Muslim seeks to do anything, he seeks to start to do anything, he seeks to perfect it. And that tells us that life is growth. There's a growth process. And you grow in stages, but you're constantly striving to improve each day and become a better, more perfect person than you were the day before. And those habits that give is like a light like drug habit, like you said. So you're not going to get rid of them over the night. They're not easy, but we must be striving hard. Allah, God brings us along in stages of learning and understanding. And with those stages, we must learn patience with ourselves and with each other, but we must not seek excuses to do wrong. We must strive hard to get rid of them. If somebody brings us back to our consciousness, hey, you don't do that, we must admit to that, to leave that alone, and try to move on to improve ourselves in our conduct, in our morals, and the way of life that we're living, and striving towards the Lord, striving to please Him here on earth. God doesn't rush us. We rush ourselves. We are the ones who make life difficult. He makes it easy for us. We make it for ourselves. No, because in rushing something, you can easily get tired and fall back, you know, when you rush, right? But so Allah takes us along in stages of development and growth. But we're constantly aware of that we do that is not correct and pleasing to Allah. Therefore, that's why we're constantly praying, you're going to Him to keep that on our minds that we must not do this and strive hard to stay away from those things that Allah has asked us not to do in life. Good morality is a process of growth, but we must be constantly and successfully striving to grow each day into a better person, ourselves. We must constantly strive to perfect ourselves, and that's the thing, is constantly striving to get back to our Creator. That's what that's all about. To reach Him, to reach that stage of perfection that when we return to Him, He will be well pleased with us and the life that we lived on earth to please Him. Okay, we have many guests. We have more guests here today. So I'm going to go on, and I see a 919 number, and this is Brother Larry, I believe, who's joining us today. Brother Larry, assalamu alaikum. How are you today?
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm just fine, thank you. I appreciate, you guys, Brother Shaheed, sisters, I appreciate you all in the listening audience. Of course, Brother Shaheed, as I always, tell you that you are a reminder, and I think so much that that's so much needed in the world today. I truly miss some of the elder people that was in my life and that has passed and gone away, for definitely reminding me of to do good. And as the sister just said there and cleared up very good, that you know, it takes patience. You know, it takes time and to develop good habits, as well as to develop bad habits, as well as to develop good habits, and it takes time and patience, and that's the thing that we, as other people, on the outside looking in, as somebody that's that's probably doing some wrong things, we have to be patient with them. We don't have to accept it, but as you so often do, Brother Shaheed, to keep reminding the people and keep reminding your loved ones and your family and your people that's right, keep reminding them to do the right thing. Keep pointing them to Almighty God. Keep pointing them to inshallah that they will embrace the good habits, you know, the traditional good habits, I would say. And it is hard sometimes to we often fall back into to bad habits, and whether it's womanizing or smoking or sometimes drinking or eating, you know, these are bad habits. These are things that can often be your downfall. And then sometimes it can be a downfall very fast. One bad habit feeds the other, like a domino effect. So
that's
it's
right.
it's just so great, I say, to have someone to remind you along the way, like giving your kids sometime and your children sometime, give them a thank you and a hug, and to keep encouraging them to do the right thing. And so I think so often we just, in this day and time, we're just left alone out there to make it on your own, a lot of people are. That's where we find God the most, though. We find God when we are alone. But Allah wants us to be supportive to each other, like the branches on a tree. We have to support each other. We have to reach out and feed each other, you know, every time and as many times as we possibly can, you know. And so it's great to have a show like this and people that and try to give you some guidance and show you the way and teach you, you know, the goodness of Almighty God.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. That was so well put and so eloquent and so beautiful, Brother Larry. And even as you were speaking, and one of the last things you said, an Imam Waqfuddin Muhammad, he said this years ago, he gave an analogy of the tree and how the roots are down in the ground. You don't see the life, but you see what the life, you see the results of the life that you can't see. We don't see the tree or the roots in the earth that's producing the life. But when we see the life, we don't see the life from a tree, like a pear tree or apple tree. We, all trees, we see different branches. And he says the different branches represent the different societies. But we all are connected by the roots and of our life. And the roots of our life is coming from under the earth. We can't see it, just like we can't see Allah, but we know who woke us up this morning, who's causing us to be able to breathe, who's causing our body to function in so many ways that we're not even aware of. It's our Creator that we can't see. So you're right. We are not left alone to try to figure out which way I am to go or how am I going to solve my problems. I just want to say this, too, for the Christian audiences, because this is a Christian country. The prophet, that the Christians say they follow Prophet Jesus, or Isa is his name, correct name, but that doesn't matter, his name. We know who we're talking about, the same one. Peace be upon him. He said also, this is famous. I used to love to hear this growing up as a Southern Baptist Christian in the South. The kingdom of Allah, or the Creator Allah, is Almighty God is within us. And like you said, Allah do say that the best way to connect with him is in solitude. You're getting away from the crowd because you're distracted. And there's so many distractions out here now. I go to work. I work with the public. I'm a public servant, like the police or the president. I'm a public servant, been one for about 41 years, and working all up and down the Northeast Coast. And there's a lot of distractions, but when I travel and I'm alone, I'm walking now because the car's down for right now temporarily, and I walk, man, catch the bus, and it's just so beautiful because Allah is everywhere, and he says you got to get to know him for yourself. Your personal relationship with Allah, your Creator, is very important because he say on the day of judgment, nobody will get any help outside of themselves, meaning this, that all the help you will get will come from in your own soul, what's recorded in your heart and your deeds. When he created us, and I'm through, he said he assigned an angel on our right and an angel on our left. The angel on the right record all our good, and the angel on the left record all our bad deeds. And he said on the day of judgment, your good deeds must outweigh your bad deeds if you are to achieve your soul salvation and return back home to him and his eternal heaven. So with that said, I'm going to cut it. Thank you. That was very beautiful. I thank all of you guests for coming on and making this program exciting. And not only what we are sharing with people, but I'm learning also from you all. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamualaikum, Islam. Thank you again, Imam Shahid Jabbar, for the beautiful discussion that we are having here today. I want to remind you, our radio listening audience, that you're listening again to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Jabbar, The Reality of the Creator, and he's bringing to us today a discussion on how people can only survive if they stay in touch with their roots. And now we begin to get a better understanding of what we mean by staying in touch with our roots, because we as a people in America have been out of touch with our roots for over 400 years, and it's hard to get us back in touch. But we have people coming today, a lot of people and most people, and we believe it's right, saying these are the last days. So everybody is being warned, and that's Imam Shahid Shabazz. Says he is a warner. He's a warner for these last days, these last times. And not just warning, he's also a witness. So we must be conscious of who it is that's coming to us, who's communicating with us, and conscious of why they have come to us and the message they're bringing to us. Because this might be the last message that most of us, and many of us, will receive before we return to our Creator. So we must be very careful of how we entertain our guests when they are communicating with us. Those who Allah sends on earth to us to help us to turn us back towards the right way, they are as guests. They are as our guests. And we treat them as guests. Treat them kindly. Treat them in the best of ways. And show appreciation for the message they're bringing to us. And we want to thank you, ma'am. Shahid Shabazz, we truly can see from his actions and his constant actions, consistency, and his deeds that he is definitely not just any ordinary person. And the message he brings, certainly an ordinary message, you said, are conversations that you receive every day from just anyone, of being with anyone, even from the so-called preachers and lecturers. You don't receive the message and knowledge and information of a creative, the spiritual message, and listen that Imam Shahid Shabazz is bringing to you. And again, I want to remind you too that he is not one of these, quote, educated, institutionalized, with this institutionalized educated that is received from man and his institutions. His education is coming from the Creator and his will to know and understand and consistently study the word of the Creator. And that's what we must consistently be doing. Studying the word of a Creator, that's the most important knowledge that you can receive. And striving to apply it to our lives and to pass it on. And we want to thank Allah for Imam Shahid Shabazz. He's like a messenger on earth to us, a messenger. And we really appreciate this. We wouldn't even have this show, and there are many people that are constantly listening to our show, and we thank Allah for that. Again, I want to not go on with my mouth, running my mouth. I want to give someone else a chance. And so I see another number here, but I know who this beautiful sister is. She's one of our beautiful sisters here in the Washington metropolitan area. This number is a 202-431-2512. I'm familiar with that number. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Muslima, and welcome to our talk show today, and thanks for coming on. Can you hear me, sister? Assalamu alaikum, can you hear me?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, yes.
Oh, maybe you didn't want to come on today. Did you have anything to say? We'd love to hear from you.
I just wanted to give salams and thank you all for the program. How are you, Brother Larry?
Fine, thank you, Sister Salima. Fine. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't really have much to say today. I'm just in the listening mode.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. We appreciate that.
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day, and let's take advantage of the outside, the benefits that the Lord has for us, that Allah has for us, and just be an opportunist. Don't pass up no blessings.
That's right. That's right. Beautiful, yes. And it's a beautiful day, definitely, like I said, to be out there and to be doing dawah, reaching those souls who are seeking and searching and who are confused in the mind as to who they are and what direction they're going in. So this is a beautiful day for us to be out sharing this knowledge and wisdom of our Creator. with those who are seeking and searching. Now I will turn the show back to Imam Shahid Shabazz, and then we'll hear from him again. I believe I've just about reached all the guests and given them a chance, so we'll be back with you, Imam Shabazz.
All right. Assalamu alaikum to everyone. Again, I appreciate all of you all. I really do. It stimulates me, and it helps me to be more humble as a servant of Allah, to have you all support. And I try to be a reminder to people of the I won't say I try. According to Allah, I do, you know, but I'm not doing anything of my own. It's through the grace and the mercy of Allah that I'm able to like me and Sister Muslima talk a lot, be in Islam, be brought out of the darkness into the light, out of corruption into purity. Allah says in the Holy Quran, the Most High Creator, Allah, our Creator, He says, when He bring you into back to His straight way in Islam, which is a way of life for all people, He said, if you're sincere, He will give you a new life, a life that's good and pure, and He will forgive you of all your past faults and sins. Now look at that. That's heaven for you right there. And I was sharing with somebody just the other day, just probably yesterday, that the world of people, most people got it confused, even most Muslims. The world for the human being is not the world on the outside, the material world. It's the world of our thinking. So a man or mind thinketh in his heart, so is that mind. Now check out what Allah said. Your mind comes from your heart. So based upon your heart intentions is how your mind will respond and how you will act. Everything proceeds from the human being's intentions. That's why Islam is based on intent. And Allah say He will raise us up on the day of resurrection and judge us based on our intentions in this world. It's no way I can have good intentions, which is godly intentions, and we're going to make mistakes. Ain't nobody perfect, no human being. Allah said if He had created a perfect world of people, He said He would destroy them immediately and create an imperfect world, because there would be no need for Allah if we were perfect. We need Allah to help us to strive for His perfection, but we can't do it on our own. We need Allah, and we also need each other. We need to understand that, as Brother Larry said. So, you know, that's basically what I wanted to say, is that, specifically we as a people, the African-American people, why are we a special people? Not because of our skin color. Not because of Africa, we are a special people because we are a prophetic people. What do I mean by that? We are godly people. We've been mistreated, tortured in the most horrific ways more than the Jews was when Hitler killed them and anybody, any other oppressor, more than Pharaoh when the Israelites was under him and he was oppressing them. History records that the African-American people have suffered the worst of slavery than any people Allah have created. This is for a reason. This is because we are the people Allah expects to go back to the beginning, and bring back the beginning in this end. Allah says, so as it was, as He created the world in the beginning, so shall He return the world back to the way He created it in the end. We are in the end, people. And in the beginning, Allah's mission, righteous mission for humanity, started with a righteous few. And that righteous few, yes, they were, as Sister Aquila said, and everybody else really, if they study it easily, to understand that all civilization began in Africa. And all people on the planet Earth, we are the same. We have Adam and Eve, the mother and father of all people. If you trace the history of Africa, you go over to Europe especially, you will see that it's a total different picture than what the Europeans paint about the prophets and the messengers. And and you'll see that, yes, color do make a difference, but not a difference in the sense of us being divided. But we have to understand because of the races European and Jews, they the ones that started racism. Allah don't say in the Quran, black people, white people, like when you go fill out an application, they say, what is your race? Allah don't put in their Quran, okay, your race is black, your race is Chinese, your race is Spanish, European, white. No, he say the human race, a humankind. So we want to focus on the part of us that makes us like Allah or God like. That is not our flesh. It is our soul, you see. And so this is the essence of this program, is to bring back the consciousness to people that we, by true definition, is not flesh and blood, but we are spirits. We are not spirits, but a soul, one spirit, and that is the spirit of our one creator, Allah. And this is how we're going to change the world, by teaching that. I want to share this that happened to me last night, you know, on the bus here in Washington, D.C., on Georgia Avenue, one of the main streets and busiest streets in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. I was on the bus, and most people in religion like to argue today. You know, they like to argue. Even Muslims arguing with Muslims, Christians arguing with Christians, and then warn against each other. The Muslims saying the Christians ain't right and they're going to hell. Christians saying the Muslims going to hell, and the Jews saying the same thing. Okay. Nobody is God, so can't nobody determine who's going to hell but the creator, Allah. That's first of all. So Allah, the creator, he tells us in his revelation, don't argue about faith and religion, because he's the judge, and in the end, he's going to determine who's right and who's wrong. And in his revelation, he reveals how you would know who's right and who's wrong, or who's following his will and who's not following his will. So this man, I was sitting down, and I had some bags in the seat, and I moved the bags so he could sit down. And when he sat down, he looked at me up and down. And, I mean, he looked at me like I was sure enough a stranger, you know, among people. And I just smiled, and the man say, the Lord Jesus Christ, something to that effect. He's coming back, and you got to get right for him. Something like that, he said. And then I didn't say anything. And then he looked at me, and he said, are you a Muslim? And I, that before I spoke, I said, I'm a man of God. So when I said that, he said, oh, that's good. He said, a lot of good is coming your way then. So that's my point right there. You know, people running around saying, well, I'm a Christian, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Jew, I'm this or that. Allah is not concerned with your title. Allah is concerned with your actions. And like Isla, Sister Isla said, Brother Larry, we have to be tolerant and patient with people. You read about the life of all the prophets. They went through hell. You know, and one sister, several sisters on this program have said over and over again, you got to go through hell to get to heaven. Now, that don't just mean physically. If you want heaven on earth, you got to go through the hell that's all around you. And how do you go through this hell? And it's a fire. It's called a fire of temptation without getting burnt up. You have to live a good moral life. You have to, first of all, seek the guidance of your creator, Allah, and ask him to guide you on the straight way. The straight way is a way that you know it's clear from error. You know, it leads you into all that's good, and it protects you from all that's bad. It's called the straight way, Sirat al-Mustaqim, or the straight way of Allah. So basically, I'm finished. I do want anybody else to guess, especially if you got any comments. The program probably is not that much longer, but I want to hear from you all. That's all I have to say at this time. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum as-salam, and thank you. All right, we only have 1 minute left. Imam Shahid Shabazz, we want to thank you, our beautiful radio listening audience, for joining us today. And we want you to take this information back, share it. If it touched your soul, touch someone else's soul, and invite them to join us too again next week, the same time. Imam Shahid Shabazz, radio broadcast, The Reality of the Creator. And the number for them to dial us, you all know we're on the show, is 347-884-8511. Join us again next week. Thank you so much. May Allah be with you. Imam Shaheed Shabazz will close the show. We'll end the show with a prayer.
I would like for Brother Larry to have that honor. Brother Larry, are you still on?
But
Brother Larry.
Yes.
Are you still here?
Okay. Yes. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Would you close the program with prayer? A short prayer, please.
Yes, please. In the name of Almighty God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful, thank you, Allah, for all the good and all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. May Allah strengthen us and keep us well and in good health and in good sound and good mind. And may Allah bless us with love and understanding and reaching out towards each other and unifying. In his name we pray, we give the glory and honor to him. Amen.
I mean, thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum to everybody. Have a blessed day and go out and enjoy the beautiful creation of Allah today. He's given us some beautiful weather this time of the year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, Imam Shaheed Shabazz, and thank you, our beautiful radio listening audience. Join us again next week, next Sunday, same time, 10:30 a.m. May you have a wonderful and enjoyable day. Peace be with you.
Same with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time
no
like the present
no time
to give love.